From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A dramatic scene in Tahrir Square, which erupted in cheers on news today that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned. It's what the throngs of anti-government protesters were expecting to hear last night, but instead were baffled and outraged that Mubarak didn't seem to want to give up power. Quite a different story in scene today in Cairo, where NPR's J.J. Sutherland joins us from a site overlooking Tahrir Square. J.J., people's immediate reaction to the announcement by Vice President Omar Suleiman today?
Ecstatic. There are people in their thousands, tens of thousands of people packed into Tahrir Square who are singing, chanting, dancing, cheering. I can see flashes going off as everyone tries to remember this moment. You can hear horns in the background. It's as if the entire city of Cairo has erupted in celebration.
You know, I know a lot of people were really confused about this, expecting to hear this message last night, not today. What are you hearing on the scene?
Well, last night, President Mubarak gave what one analyst called me an opaque speech that was very legalistic and constitutional in nature, and that was really angered and depressed most of the protesters I spoke with today. They did not understand the president's speech, and they continued to call for his resignation, which he did at the end of the day, to everyone's surprise.
Well, we understand Mubarak has left Cairo for Sharm el-Sheikh, is that right?
Those are the reports we see on state television that he has left Cairo for Sharm el-Sheikh, where he does spend quite a bit of time and has for many years.
Okay, thanks, J.J. That's NPR's J.J. Sutherland reporting for us from Cairo. NPR's Scott Horsley is monitoring reaction from the White House. He says we should be hearing from the president pretty soon.
President Obama is expected to speak to reporters here at the White House about 1:30 Eastern time this afternoon. Of course, the White House has sort of been playing this by ear. Yesterday, during an appearance in Michigan, the president said, "We're watching history happen." And, of course, history sometimes doesn't happen on the timetable you like. Now that we are getting a more definitive signal from Egypt, I think the president will come out and talk both to the American people, but also to the people in Egypt.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Again, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned, and this announcement comes 18 days after an uprising began. In other news, the U.S. trade deficit keeps widening. The Commerce Department says the gap increased nearly 6% to $40.6 billion. $1 billion in December. Analysts say it grew because the 2.6% gain in imports outpaced exports, which saw an increase of under 2%. The deficit in December capped a year in which the U.S. trade gap widened by the largest amount in a decade. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 15 points to 12,244. This is NPR. The Obama administration is making a move to overhaul the nation's mortgage lending system. It's proposing to give the private sector a greater role. As NPR's Giles Snyder tells us, the administration is giving Congress three options.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the aim is to make sure the government recedes from the mortgage market at a measured, gradual pace.
It's an important thing to get right, and we're going to be very careful again to proceed in a way that helps support this process of not just economic growth, but repair in the housing market.
Geithner was speaking on CNBC as the plan was being released. The three options the administration is handing to lawmakers wind down the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which have required some $150 billion in taxpayer aid. The options include ending the government's role in guaranteeing most mortgages entirely, supporting the market in times of financial stress only, or providing a government guarantee for mortgage investments created by private companies. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The number of errors committed by air traffic controllers in the U.S. reportedly is double what it was a year ago, and that's baffling aviation experts. The Associated Press reports the Federal Aviation Administration says in the 12 months ending September 30th, 2010, 1,889 errors were recorded, many involving aircraft flying too close to each other. The latest diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks suggest the U.S. has been spying on NATO's Secretary General. The cables from the U.S. mission to NATO say American diplomats received information from, quote, a member of the NATO international staff on the NATO leader's private conversations. Recapping our top story, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has stepped down. This comes 18 days after an uprising began. He apparently has left Cairo for Sharm el-Sheikh. This is NPR.